and no deeds to do, promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration has halted New York City's congestion pricing tolls to enter Manhattan's Central Business District. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the tolls were unfair.
If you're a waiter or a waitress or a bartender, or you're working in a department store, then you got to pay this fee if you want to drive to the city is flat out wrong. I think it's a war on the working class Americans who work in that space.
Many New Yorkers are happy with today's pause.
I'm all for it. Every day I come down here, I have to pay congestion pricing. It's getting really absurd.
It's messing up business, especially on weekends. A lot of businesses have lost a lot of money.
New York was the first U.S. city to enact congestion pricing. Others have been considering it. A judge did not rule immediately after hearing arguments today on the Justice Department's push to drop charges against New York City's mayor.
Mayor Eric Adams was booed as he arrived, telling a federal judge that he had agreed that the corruption charges against him would be dropped, but could be reinstated at a later time. The deputy U.S. attorney says the request to drop the charges is partly because the prosecution is interfering with immigration enforcement initiatives being carried out by the executive branch. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The snowstorm that blanketed parts of the South is now along the mid-Atlantic coast, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear warns the danger is not over.
Temperatures remain below freezing today and dangerously low tonight, where salt will be less effective. So expect hazardous conditions.
At least two people were killed today when two small planes collided in the air near Tucson, Arizona. One plane managed to land safely. The other hit the ground near a runway and caught fire. We're hearing from more federal workers who have lost their jobs.
A Lebanon, Tennessee woman who wants to remain anonymous is part of the huge human toll of the Trump administration's purge of federal government workers.
To be told, like, turn all your equipment in as soon as possible is just so definitive.
She was a probationary worker at the Department of Veterans Affairs after changing positions within the agency where she's worked for 10 years.
I cried just as much as when I found out my son's cancer came back.
Her young son has leukemia. She worries that she and her active duty military husband will now have trouble paying their monthly home mortgage. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
New blood tests show Pope Francis has improved slightly as he battles pneumonia. CBS's Chapman Bell has more.
The faithful are flocking to St. Peter's Square, saying prayers for the Pope and wishing him a recovery.
Even though we cannot encounter him directly, but I think to remain with him in prayer, that's more important.
I believe he's strong enough to get through.
The Pope is said to be alert and cracking jokes in his hospital room. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We must now make difficult decisions. That's the quote put out this morning from Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Jeffrey Weiss. It follows the defeat of a $115 million referendum yesterday. In the wake of the unsuccessful Kenosha Unified referendum, Racine Unified is prepping for its own vote on April 1st. The district has organized town hall meetings on March 4th and March 11th to explain the referendum's objectives and to answer questions about the proposed funding. You can go deeper on the RUSD referendum question at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine Unified has put out some important dates for next year. The full 25-26 school schedule is still being worked out, but count on September 2nd as the first day. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only two people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl's Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there. New guys. We were communicating. We were making the right plays. We were playing with energy. And we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Still stuck in the cold today with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
WRJN. Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the owner of a jewelry store in the UK could not believe his eyes when he opened his shop and saw legs dangling from the ceiling. The would-be burglar got stuck trying to bypass the store's alarm system by breaking through a vent in the roof. So firefighters were called to rescue the man. Police were called to arrest him.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, a but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup tastes as sweet as the punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set her free and let him see reality from where she got her name? And will they struggle much until there's such a tender touch of her who make them not the same? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don't forget to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to be speaking with Mark Eichner. Mark is the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. They'll talk about the latest concert, which is coming up February 25th at Horlick High School. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday will I be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
when I die, well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Local news, Timeless Hits WRJN. Well, we're slowly but surely coming out of the deep freeze. Still cold tonight, temperatures below zero, at least wind chills below zero. And then tomorrow into the 20s, same for Friday. By the weekend, close to 30, close. Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN, also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show, where he's got tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha Unified voters said no to an over $100 million referendum request yesterday. Racine Unified officials are hoping to avoid the same fate in April. Racine Unified has scheduled a couple of sessions to take questions about their upcoming $190 million operational referendum. That'll appear on the April 1st ballot. The district says they're aiming to protect class sizes, retain quality staff, and invest in school safety with the funding. Town hall events are happening on March 1st at Gerstead Agerholm and March 11th at First Presbyterian Church. Results in Racine from yesterday finalized the April ballot. 5th District Alder incumbent Melissa Caprillion will face Jens Jorgensen. Grace Allen will compete against Pat Schwanke for the open 9th District seat. The primary also saw Racine County voters backing Brittany Kinzer in the state superintendent race. She'll now face incumbent Jill Underly in the general election. Detailed election results can be found at the Racine County I website. The WIAA has made a big change. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association announced today that it has updated its policies to allow only athletes, quote, designated as females at birth to compete in girls' competitions. The decision made by the WIAA Board of Control aligns with recent federal directives and follows similar policy changes by the NCAA. It's in response to President Donald Trump's executive order earlier this month. And that's new.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. To cry.
Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes from 1972 on WRJN, a song that made the top 10 for Jackson Browne. It was his first single. It was his first hit. And actually, it's one of his most radio-friendly songs, too, coming in at a slim 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Most of his songs, much longer.
I propose on how
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote some expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. You know, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The music. the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I was just looking at the forecast, the extended forecast for this weekend. Saturday, we could get close to 30, and that's good because you're going to want to be outside this Saturday from noon until 4. It is the Downtown Racine Chili Ice Walk. There's going to be 10 locations, each serving up chili, and there's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. There's going to be ice sculpting going on. That's always fun to watch. It all runs from noon till 4 this Saturday in downtown Racine. More information is available when you click the Racine Downtown link on our website at WRJN.com.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, he pulled me down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. Out of
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Around. And if you're looking